whatever Power Trip Betts is. I don't know if you guys run that or
no,
like
it's a guy from
that?
Kansas City. Okay. He's a nice guy.
Welcome to the Betts and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Betts and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Betts, and Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on 494.
Welcome to the Betts and Quotes podcast, episode number 43. I'm your co-host, Chuck, otherwise known as Power Trip Betts.
And I'm Dave, Power Trip Quotes.
And on tonight's show, we are going to do a Betts update. We're going to talk the initials bet. We've got some charts challenge punishment ideas on the quotes of the week. We've got three really good quotes, one from each of the guys. And then in your thoughts tonight, we are going to play Power Trip Jeopardy. So feel free to play along with Smitty Oom, Cardboard Charlie, and Power Trip Quotes to see if you can match wits with them and see how you would score. So looking forward to playing that as well. As always, though, we'll get started with a Lou Cove update on the Twins. Lou, your Twins are currently tied 0-0 in the top of the seventh with the Milwaukee Brewers. So guess that that pitcher they called up today is not doing so bad for Lou.
No, he's not. I mean, nothing's going to stop us now. It's just playing in the dugout nonstop. God, it's so much fun to have a contending baseball team in this town for the first time in 10 years. And I think everyone's brushing the dust off of their old TC hats in the Twin Cities here. And yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Already a minus 1,000 to win the division, and it's still May. That is just...
That's so insane.
It is crazy. So, well, speaking of betting, let's get our bets update.
Here's this week in Power Trip Betts.
Power Trip Betts. Power Trip Betts. Power Trip Betts. Power Trip Betts. Power Trip Betts.
Yeah, I had to do the Tommy Olsen Power Trip Betts intro.
Of course. It's all Tommy all the time.
Absolutely. He nailed it perfectly. It was very good alliteration on Tommy's part. So this week on the Betts update, we're going to talk the initials bet between Chris and Corey. But first, we're going to kind of reverse roles here a little bit. You're going to take over the Power Trip Betts role. We're going to talk about the Charts Challenge. And you've got a couple interesting ideas for punishments as we start getting closer to the 2019 Charts Challenge. So what are your thoughts?
So I came up with one idea. I was always thinking it'd be cool to have a physical challenge, and I actually brought this up to Corey in Vegas on the in the sports book. That'd be fun to do, like the loser has to run like a half marathon or something like that. Well, you know, with Creasel's situation and I don't feel like that was an idea that really the guys could all agree on.
What happened to Creasel?
You didn't hear.
What?
He doesn't have legs.
What? It's the first time hearing
Although I feel like I can't like properly like make fun of him, because even though we've talked to him before, like only his true friends get to make fun of the fact that he has no legs.
This is true, but he's the least offended guy on the face of the earth. So
yeah, and he hates people who get offended for other people.
Exactly. So,
so
if you just got offended for John Creasel right there, he hates that.
Yes. I'm sorry, John. Okay. So my new idea, and I think this is an absolute home run, is the loser of the Charts Challenge for next year has to adopt a dog or a cat. This is kind of a steamy idea, because obviously everybody has the ability to adopt a cat or dog. It's somewhat of a positive deal. Like, you know, you could get hooked up with former promotions lady Ellie, and you can adopt a dog or a cat through her. You can kind of bring a sponsor on board. But everybody has the ability to do this punishment, you know, and it's kind of a lingering deal. I mean, think about it, like in a cat. I mean, a cat can live 15 to 20 years, a dog 10 to 15. You got to, you know, teach it. You got to potty train it. You got to get it acclimated with the other family members in your house. And
I think the over under for a cat at Hockey's house is about 3.5 years, though, because that front door can remain open.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out Shadow, wherever you are listening out there.
R.I.P.
There has to be a hockey stipulation there. Maybe that'll be called the kitty claws, pun intended.
So this is really a long, long, long-term punishment idea.
Yeah, and I think it could yield the highest payout. You know, if somebody wanted to back out of this and buy their way out of it, it's a responsibility. Like, your wife and your family, like, everybody has to do this. So you could see a pretty high buyout if the wrong person were to lose this year. I think it has legs. I think it should get bounced around the room. I think it definitely is a good idea.
Definitely has legs. Sounds like it has four legs, which
does.
My other question about the stipulation. Now, does it have to be a cat or a dog, or are hamsters allowed? Because I'm sure Corey would be very interested in that answer.
Well, I think it should be a cat or a dog, just because, I mean, if you go adopt a fish or something, there's no real, like, physical, you know, sprinkle a little food in there and change its water. I think it should be a cat or a dog. Maybe even throw a bird in there too.
Well,
because, you know, it can get a little, it can chirp at you and get in your head.
Birds live about 40 or 50 years, depending upon what you get. So I think I'd be opting for the dog.
Yeah.
Wow. But, well,
I don't know. I think it's a good idea.
I like that idea. You know, it's obviously they all have to agree before the season to the punishment. I definitely see that one having some possibilities. Now, you had another idea that our good friend Paul Charchian is seems to be very pleased with. And that was an idea for a weekly punishment. What was your idea there?
So we all loved the one year that they did the Bean Boozled. The loser of the week had to do the Bean Boozled, which was, you know, you either got a really good candy flavor or, you know, dirty diapers or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of fun to see that get paid off each week. So I've been brewing and thinking over some weekly punishments, and I think I got a decent winner here. We're going to go with the loser of the previous week has to dress up in a full suit and tie and sport coat and the whole nine yards, you know, shine shoes and everything on Fridays on the Power Trip Morning Show. Now, obviously, Corey and Hockey and Sauce and Creasel is in on Fridays, and so is AJ. All five competitors would be there on that day. So everybody would be able to do the punishment. And I don't know. I think it, you know, just having to wake up 30 minutes earlier and you're thinking about it the night before. Oh man, you know, I gotta press that suit out, or, you know, where's my tie? And I think that really has legs too.
I love this idea. I think, because for one thing, the especially the three guys, you never see them, you know, really, like, dressed up. And so I think it would be great for, you know, digital. You know, every week you're getting a picture of one of the guys dressed up in his suit. And yeah, like you said, it's kind of the hassle factor, you know, of having to get dressed earlier and, you know, and wear the suit all day. You know, it's not going to be comfortable. It's not, you know, like for Corey, it's not a Puma shirt, you know, it's a suit and tie that you're wearing. And, you know, the bet would be that you would have to wear it for the duration of your workday. So, you know, they, whatever responsibilities they have at iHeart before they go home, they couldn't just change right at 9 o'clock. They'd have to come in the suit and wear it all day until they go home. So, I like the idea, and Charge was definitely receptive to it. So I'm hoping we will, you know, if nothing else, we'll see at least a weekly punishment this year. And I think this is a good place to start with the suit bet. Now, the one guy that'll actually probably not mind the suit, though, is Creasel, because we know how much he loves to get his shoes shined.
Oh, of course. I mean, he might just tank the whole year.
He very well could at that. So, and speaking of tanking, should we move on to Vinicials that took place last Friday?
Wow.
We had a bet, a very interesting bet. Corey, of course, backed Marty, and Chris backed Carly to win a Vinicials last Friday. And neither one of them really did that great. So the bet ended up being a push overall because, of course, Jana Shortle won the initials and really dominated at it. So the bet was a push, but one of my favorite moments, and I've got the audio for this, of the whole show on Friday, because Friday's show was absolutely brilliant, about as good a show as you're going to get without hockey and sauce there, was when Corey was explaining the bet to the ladies.
Over here. Is there like real bets going on?
There is one. I have $100 on Marnie. Hockey has $100 on Carly.
Yeah. Whoa. I mean, it's really Marnie and Carly. We're kidding.
If you three win, then it's a wash. But if it's like a horse race, basically, if one of the two horses comes in, then we have to pay.
Oh, so we're horses. Right.
Yeah. Yes.
So if one of the three dummies in the middle doesn't make it,
then
the
TV ladies, then we break even.
Just doing the news ladies are out?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love how, like, there was about a 10-minute stretch there where they were all just kind of attacking Corey. And it was awesome because, like, nobody else was saying, like, Donaldson and AJ, I think they gave up their mics. And the only guy talking was Corey. And the women were just kind of attacking him. And, of course, he comes out and says, you're like horses, you know, good analogy, Corey. And then, like, right after that, they went into a part where, like, the ladies started attacking all of Corey's different endorsements that he does, and they were mocking, like, every single endorsement that he does, and it was absolute muscles on radio last Friday, and it was, I was laughing so hard when, because they were like, oh, so we're like ponies now? And you can just hear the pause in Corey's voice, and he's like, yes!
Yeah, just searching for his way out. The actual initials game was pretty awesome as well.
Oh,
obviously,
my God.
They missed the first one with first Av, which all of them should have got.
Yeah.
But, man, I mean, shout out Amelia Santinello.
Oh, yeah,
let's
for
go.
A rookie?
I mean, if you go back to last week's podcast, I was very high on Amelia performing well just based off she doesn't know what to expect. You know, she has the TV radio, experience. She's not going to be overwhelmed. And then Jana just went country house on it.
Oh my God.
She country housed it.
She owned initials. Like, huge shout out to Jana. Like, I loved, you know, not even because there's so many times, you know, Corey jokes about all the time, like when your answer is a question, it's usually right. And you get that a lot from the guys where they're like, you know, he'll call on AJ and it's like, open space. And, you know, they'll kind of be questioning or whatever. And they always wait on Corey to call on them. Nuh-uh, not with Jana. It was like, Jana, boom, answer, boom. It was like she...
Yeah, she was just throwing like Randy Johnson fastballs.
Oh my God.
Like,
so
just bam.
She is awesome. Like, I just absolutely... Yeah. You know, I just kind of knew of her from, you know, seeing other people retweet stuff of hers on Twitter from time to time. And, you know, not being in Minnesota, it's like I don't get a chance to watch her at all. But, man, her first appearance on the Power Trip and then the after party that she did and then after initials and the show on Friday, like I am a huge fan of Jana. In fact, I'm going to kind of reverse roles since you did a little bit of the Power Trip bets segment. I'm going to do just a slight teaser into the Power Trip quote segment. I give Jana an honorable mention to this week's quote of the week for something that she said earlier.
This is supposed to be like camaraderie. You guys are all supposed to be on the same team.
We did make an
alliance,
cheer
for each
didn't
other.
We, Jana?
Corey, if they were all on the same team, my life would be so much
easier. Corey, if they were all on the same team, my life would be so much easier.
Genius.
She's brilliant. She is awesome. Like I.
She is. Going back to the, I think it was January or February, she was in studio and Hawk did a one-on-one with her on the after party. And I still think that is one of the best 45 minutes of, you know, a podcast that I've ever listened to. It was
it was
really deep.
Totally, totally blown away by it. Like, you know, because usually the after party is just a bunch of nonsense or, you know, jokes or whatever. And it was, you know, and you never know what road Chris is going to take with somebody. And it was like, wow. I was like, I totally remember listening to that whole thing, and I was just blown away by it. And she is awesome. So hopefully she makes a few more Power Trip appearances, and she's definitely got to come back and play Initials again. Cause I, honest to God, is cause like, especially after they missed First Ave, cause you know, I was playing along and I'm like, I should be able to be competitive this week and maybe win and whatever. Nope. Janet kicked my butt. So I'd love to see her compete against the regular crew.
Just a quick note, if you wanted to go back and find that after party interview, Chris Hockey with Jana Shortle, it was on February 26th, the episode titled Queer.
Yeah.
It's one of probably the best hour of podcasting that I've ever heard. It was incredible. So go see it.
Go see it. Yeah. Yeah. She was amazing. So, and speaking of Initials and betting, I put out some lines for Kirk Cousins' first appearance on Initials this Friday. So we'll see, how competitive our starting quarterback is for Initials. I don't know. I don't think he'll fare super well, cause I think there's going to be a lot of pop culture references that maybe he's not up on, but who knows? Who knows? He's a smart guy, so he could surprise us.
Getting into that, when they interviewed him, I think it was last week, he did say, you know, him and Corey and the guys were talking a lot of like Office and you know, Thrones and some of the current TV shows. So he might be up on things a little more than we know. And Corey did mention that he is kind of picked through the list because he didn't want to you know, put him in a bad spot and have a bunch of things that he didn't know. So he's kind of catered this. This is going to be a Kirk friendly item list.
All right.
So if you're... I don't know what your over unders at for Kirk.
Well, the ones I did to win, he's plus 550. To at least tie or beat any single player, so basically not to finish dead last all by himself, but to at least tie one other person or beat one other person, he's even money. The total number of times he rings in, the over-under is 2.5, and the over-under on correct answers is 1.5.
Those are very good lines.
I'm good at what I do.
Yeah.
Fuck. Not everybody agreed last week with Vidicials. I guess next time it's all the women, I will just set it at even for everybody.
Yeah, shocker, they complained about it.
All right, well, that'll do it for the Bets update. Let's get the quotes of the week.
They're memorable. They're timeless. They'll probably get meat sauce fired. It's time for the quotes of the week.
Power Trip quotes. Power Trip quotes.
Power Trip quotes.
Power Trip quotes. Power Trip quotes.
All right, it's time for the quotes of the week. And this week's edition is going to be kind of like the Applebee's appetizer sampler. You know what I'm talking about? You got the little mozzarella sticks. Got the jalapeno poppers and the chicken wings and everything.
Do I know what you're talking about? You're fat.
So normally the quotes are dominated by Christopher Allen Hockey or John Kreisel, but we have all three show regulars that made the top three this week, and we will start at number three with Meat Sauce Paul Lambert.
I don't care.
Yeah, who cares?
My calves are amazing, and my personality is even better.
I love how he can oscillate between like extreme confidence and extreme like non-confidence.
all in the same sentence.
Right.
Oh, genius from Paul.
Absolutely.
Well, we will move to number two, the host of the show, Corey Chicken Fingers Cove.
And just to let you know, I left in the whole setup to this because the whole setup was a lot of fun.
I was hoping you were.
Oh, man, I got the greatest joke ever, but I don't think I can say it.
Say it off the air to me.
Oh, yeah, but it's about you. It was a shot at you. You take shots at me all the time.
I think I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to say it.
I think you should.
Because it's double entendre. I can get away with double entendre, right?
Hell yeah, man.
Go ahead. You'd be a really good match for the Wicked Witch, Paul.
Why is that?
Couldn't get her wet.
I loved it. They just faded out for like 10 seconds after that.
Right.
Oh, it was like the build. There was so much that went into it. There was the build up. There was the song in the background.
Right.
You know, Corey just like, oh, you know, he kind of had his Tommy Olsen, T.O.'s notes.
Oh, Chris, Chris.
Oh, I got a joke. Oh, that was, you know, it took a heavy quote to beat that one this week.
And don't forget the part where Corey finally decided he was going to tell the joke and Meat Sauce just goes, go ahead.
Oh, brilliant. Just absolute brilliance from Corey Covid number two.
Definitely.
Well, we will move on to the quote king himself. At number one, it's Chris Hockey.
I'm thinking, how can I lose 60 pounds in 2 seconds? And I don't.
Chop off your head.
Another example of one that I missed live. I didn't hear that until I podcasted it back. And oh my gosh. Great one.
That one had a lot of traction. Just a quick note for you guys at home who still think I'm Chris Hockey, which I still may or may not be Chris Hockey. But my head, I guarantee, is about the same size as Paul's. So I'd like to see a side-by-side. Maybe we'll have to get a picture together. I don't think I have a picture with him, but yeah, I have a big head too, Paul.
Well, big head people of the world unite, right?
Absolutely. There are your quotes of the week.
Perfect.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right. This week on Your Thoughts, we are playing Power Trip Jeopardy. So go, feel free to play along with the guys. See how you would fare against the so-called Twitter experts of the Power Trip. And see if you can compete with them. You may hear some small children in the background during the Power Trip Jeopardy segment. Never mind, they aren't ringing in, so nothing to see here. So
yeah, they're not mine.
And they're not mine. Mine's asleep, thank God. All right, so we will we'll play Power Trip Jeopardy.
This is Power Trip Jeopardy. Introducing today's contestants. He's a teacher who once had AJ Mansour as a student. Smitty Loom. He's a father of four who wishes he was still on Bourbon Street. Cardboard Charlie. He's a golf tot who lives near the Canadian border. Power Trip quotes. And now, here is the host of Power Trip Jeopardy, Power Trip Bets.
All right, welcome to Power Trip Trivia on the Bets and Quotes Podcast Network. We're excited to bring you the first installment of Power Trip Jeopardy. We have three very qualified contestants that will test their wits against Power Trip Trivia. We encourage you to play along at home and see if you can outwit these three guys. We'll start with our first contestant, Smitty Oom. How are you doing this evening, Smitty?
I am doing fantastic.
All right, how are you feeling? Are you confident that you can beat Cardboard Charlie and Power Trip Quotes?
Well, I feel pretty good, but I was telling some people earlier today that I'm worried that we're going to disappoint you, Power Trip Bets. I think your knowledge of trivia may be more than ours.
I think you guys will fare okay. Charlie, how are you feeling? Are you feeling pretty confident?
You know, with our last game that we did with the initials, I started off really confident, then I fell off, so I'm really not sure how I'm going to do this game.
All right. Do you have all the Bourbon Street out of your system?
Yeah, most of it.
All right. Well, then you should fare okay as well. And our last contestant this evening is Power Trip Quotes. Quotes, you are a semi-historian of the Power Trip. Are you feeling confident about Power Trip Jeopardy?
To quote the late great, he's technically not dead, but Joe Nelson, it's out and it's dragging on the floor. I'm ready to go.
Beautiful.
I'm ready for my knowledge to be tested.
All right. Well, everybody knows the rules of Jeopardy. We will play one round. We have six categories, five questions in each category. The dollar values for each category are $200, $400, $600, $800, and $1,000. There are two daily doubles hidden on the board. And we will also play Final Jeopardy. So it's time to reveal the categories that we will be playing with tonight. First, we have nicknames. Next, meat sauce catchphrases. Interns is the next category. Bangers and cripplers. Parish potpourri. And you're fat. So, we drew straws backstage, and Cardboard Charlie, you were selected as the first contestant to make a guess, so the board is yours. Make your first selection, please.
All right, let's go Parish Potpourri for $600.
For $600. An NHL team that Parish legitimately forgot that he played for.
Quotes.
Many.
Quotes.
The Buffalo Sabres. What is the Buffalo Sabres? Yes.
Correct.
All right. I'm going to go with Parish Potpourri for $200.
The total number of teams that have owned Mark Parrish's rights.
Smitty. 7 teams.
Incorrect.
Quotes.
9. Incorrect.
So Cardboard going with 12.
Also incorrect. The correct answer that we were looking for is what is 8? 8 teams have owned Mark Parrish's rights. All right. Quotes, you still have control of the board.
All right. I'll stay with Parish Potpourri for $400, please.
A former NHL coach that loved Mark Parrish whenever Parrish was in the press box.
Quotes. Who is Jacques Lemaire?
Correct.
Parish Potpourri for $800.
Mark Parrish's older, smarter, and much more talented brother.
Quotes.
Cardboard.
Quotes.
Gino. Who is Gino Parrish?
Correct.
Mark Parrish for $1,000, please.
Mark Parrish's middle name and also the title of an Elton John banger.
Smitty,
you beat the buzzer.
What is Candle in the Wind?
Incorrect.
Thanks, NWA.
The correct answer is what is Daniel? Daniel is what we were looking for. Quotes, you still have control of the board.
We're going to go with your fat for $200, please.
The food of the year in 2012 until the dumbasses at Burger King killed it. Quotes.
What is gingerbread shake?
Correct.
Your fat for $400, please.
Corey Cove's complete order at Red Lobster.
Quotes.
Cardboard.
Quotes.
What is cheddar baked biscuits?
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Smitty. What is cheddar baked biscuits and breadsticks?
I will give you credit for that. We were looking for Cheddar Bay biscuits, not Cheddar Bake biscuits. So that is correct. Smitty, you have control of the board.
I will go interns for $200, please.
He turned a 2-year internship into the big chair.
Cardboard.
Cardboard.
Who is Meat Sauce?
Incorrect.
Quotes.
Quotes.
Who is Corey Cove?
Correct. Yeah.
Your fat for $600, please.
You can get a steak here, but good luck getting Mark Rosen to pick up the tab.
Quotes.
And
what is Manny's?
Correct.
Your fat for $800, please.
A beverage that once caused Corey Cove to pass out after drinking it. I heard quotes.
What is Red Bull?
Incorrect.
Smitty. What is Coke Zero?
Correct.
Oh, I thought it was the Mandy Moore. Or Jessica
Simpson.
I
will go with meat sauce catchphrases for $200.
It's the quickest way to apologize to your father.
Cardboard. Smitty.
Cardboard.
What is sorry, Daddy?
Correct.
All right, let's do interns for $1,000.
The number one suspect if the cops get called to break up a bachelor party fight at Dave and Buster's. Quotes.
Who is Babyface?
Correct.
Meat sauce catchphrases for $400, please.
It may be awesome or just a way to purge some financial statements.
Smitty?
We were looking for... Sorry, Smitty, you were after the buzzer. We were looking for what is Shreds? Shreds. Quotes, you still have control of the board.
Meat sauce couch phrases for 600, please.
A child's game at 60 miles per hour. We were looking for what is Play Jacks on 494? Quotes, you're still
in control. Let's go with meat sauce catchphrases for 800, please.
It's the best way to flatten out a beach.
Smitty.
Smitty.
What is pound sand?
Correct.
Yeah.
We'll go meat sauce catchphrases for 1,000, please.
All right, that is the daily double. So, Smitty, you currently have $800. Quotes is in the lead with $2,400. Charlie is minus $200. How much of your $800 would you like to wager on the daily double, up to and including $1,000, which is the value of it?
I'm going to go for the full $1,000.
All right, for $1,000, a nice vacation before leaving a job.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, we were looking for take 2 weeks off and quit. Smitty, you are still in control of the board.
All right, let's go back to interns for 400, please.
He tries to run everything when he's not texting Meat Sauce to tell him to stop saying penis.
Smitty.
Smitty.
Who is Chad Abbott?
Correct.
Let's go interns for 600.
She can hit the high notes, and she married a superstar.
Smitty.
Smitty.
Who is Carrie Noble.
Correct.
Let's go 800 for interns.
He can cut you open or break down the Timberwolves.
Quotes.
Quotes.
Who is Dr. Zach.
Correct.
Let's go with your fat for 1,000, please.
Chris Hockey claims he is the only person to prefer this to Dr. Pepper.
Quotes.
Quotes.
What is Mr. Pibb?
Correct.
Bangers and Cripplers for 200, please.
The song Corey and Sauce once sang to John Cicada live on the air.
Quotes.
Mitty.
Quotes.
Cripper.
Just Another Day. What is Just Another Day?
Correct.
Bangers and Cripplers for 400, please.
An instrumental from the movie Beverly Hills Cop that currently opens the show.
Mitty.
Smitty.
What is Axel F?
Correct.
Go Bangers and Cripplers for 600.
These are storage mechanisms on a farm and the ending to several Power Trip shows.
Smitty, we got that?
Smitty.
What are silos?
Correct.
Bangers and Cripplers for 800, please.
All right, you've hit the second daily double on the board. Currently, Quotes is at 4,400. You are at 1,800, and Charlie is 200 to the negative. How much would you like to risk up to $1,800?
I'm going to risk.
I'll risk an even 1,000, please.
For $1,000, the song that Chris Hockey parodied to use as an intro for the What Really Matters segment.
What is Nothing Else Matters?
Correct.
Sweet. Let's keep going with Bangers and Cripplers for 1,000.
The full title of the song that has the opening line, Show Me That Smile Again. We were looking for As Long As We Got Each Other. Smitty, you're still in control of the board.
Let's see. Let's go over to nicknames for 200, please.
You don't want it in your car's engine. You just want it to host a 24-hour marathon to benefit the Lupus Foundation. Quotes.
What is sludge?
Correct.
Nicknames for 400, please.
The best of the best, even if you're just a long snapper.
Quotes.
Quotes.
Who is the superstar?
Correct.
Nicknames for 600, please.
His turn-ons include Padma, Val's Hamburgers, and Rotten Tomatoes.
Quotes.
Cardboard.
Quotes.
Who is Mr. Z?
Correct.
Nicknames for 800.
A serial tycoon who last picked the Gopher football team to lose in 1977. Quotes.
Who is Fargo Flash?
Correct.
Nicknames for 1,000, please.
A radio station that is Dayton's Dangerous Rock at 102.9 FM.
Quotes.
Quotes.
What is the Big Wazoo?
Correct.
Wow, nice pull.
Thank you.
Nice.
All right, well, that brings us to the end of our round. Taking a look at the scoreboard, quotes, you have $7,400. Smitty, you have $2,800. And Charlie, you finished $200 to the negative. But we will still let you play
Hell yeah.
We will still let you play Final Jeopardy and wager up to $1,000. The Final Jeopardy category is initials. Initials is your Final Jeopardy category. Please lock in your bids now. All right, bids are locked in. The Final Jeopardy answer is the initials that were used for the game when Meat Sauce established the single game record of 9. Right. Well, we will start with Charlie. You are in last place currently with minus $200. What is your Final Jeopardy answer? Question, sorry.
This is just a complete guess. I'm going with DH.
That is incorrect. Let's see how much you wagered. Looks like you wagered 69-69. So that brings you to a grand total of minus 269-69. We'll go over to Smitty Oom. And Smitty, what was your Final Jeopardy question?
I'll go with, what is AC?
That is also incorrect. Let's take a look at how much you wagered. You wagered $27.99, so that will drop you to a single dollar. Probably not enough to win, but you never know. Quotes has never been great with math. let's go over to Power Trip Quotes. You are currently in the lead with $7,400. What is your Final Jeopardy question?
The question is, because he wishes he would have said a pool table, because he would have got 10. It was PT.
That is correct. Let's take a look at how much you wagered. Ah, $69, bringing you to a grand total of $7,469. And today's champion on Power Trip Jeopardy. Quotes, how are you feeling?
I feel electric right now. I feel like all of these last 10 years of listening to every second of the Power Trip has really paid off. And to all you at home, you know, thank you. Thank you for your support along the way.
Well, we definitely like to thank all three of our players this evening. You guys gave a valiant effort, and you got most of the clues. I think we only stumped you with about three or four of the answers today. So, excellent job, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us this evening on Power Trip Jeopardy. All right, well, way to go, man. You kicked some serious A-word in that game.
Yeah, I felt good. Yeah, well, nice of those guys to care. Did they even listen to the show?
I think they did all right. I think Charlie was really close, actually, on a lot of them, because he rang in like right after you. I think you were just really quick on the old trigger there, the old ringing in with your voice. So
yeah, I got to give a big shout out to my sponsor, Truly. It's a Truly Tuesday right now as we record. You know, they gave me the fuel to spew that Power Trip knowledge.
Well done there. Yeah, you can use the promo code TRULY to get nothing off your next order. So, all right, well, you said you have some trivia for us tonight.
Hey, Rubes, would you like to prove that you listen to the Power Trip better than Meat Sauce?
It's time for Stump the Rubes.
All right. Well, since I kind of proved my knowledge there, I'm going to try to stump you guys. It's time for another edition of Power Trip Trivia. This week, our question is kind of related to my Twitter account. It is, who in 2018, who had the most Power Trip quotes?
Ooh.
And just a fun fact, I have a spreadsheet dating back to 2016 of every Power Trip quote and kind of some Power Trip quote stats and info. I could almost create another account for that. like I need something more to do. But
we need another Power Trip Twitter account, right?
We do. So there's the question. Who had the most Power Trip quotes in 2018? Chuck, where can they send their answers to?
You can always send your answers to powertripbets@gmail.com. And, of course, we will take other feedback and questions there as well. We got a few questions in this week, and happy to respond to those as well. But, yeah, if you know who had the most Power Trip quotes in 2018, send your guests to powertripbets@gmail.com. All right, well, that will do it for this week's show. Dave, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Power Trip Quotes.
All right, and I'm, of course, at Power Trip Bets. Thanks for listening, and we will see you guys again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie.